Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's November 7th. We're 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving Day, 7 weeks until Christmas Day, and yet on our song request program yesterday, we had 2 requests for Christmas music. Nothing wrong with that. The birth of Christ is worth celebrating at any time of the year. Well, earlier this week, I read about a Christian radio station, WAKW Cincinnati, that made its traditional flip to all Christmas music at midnight last Friday evening. Now, I like Christmas music as much as the next person, but not that much. I'm sure I'll hear from some who would love for us to switch this early, and from those who say we already play it for too long. And by the way, we'll begin introducing Christmas music into our regular music rotation 3 weeks from today, the day after Thanksgiving. In my remaining time today, let me share a couple birthday letter month comments with you. This from Paul and Christine, who wrote, "Happy 58th birthday to a wonderful staff and station. Paul and I have been listening to your station for over 20 years now. We've learned a lot about raising our children and how to be a better wife and husband. May God bless your staff and station with many more years on the air." And Jim writes, "Dear friends, a big birthday wish with a heart filled with love for your serving the Lord. I am sure the Lord has great plans for our time in heaven without WRVM, but He sure gives us great joy by listening to your music and preaching throughout the day and evening while we reside on this planet. I listen to Night Sounds most evenings, and I don't feel it's depressing, as one letter writer indicated. Bill Pierce sets a great relaxing tone, and I often fall asleep while listening to him. I also appreciate David Wolin, host of Haven Today, Alistair Begg at 1 p.m., John MacArthur at 10 a.m., the SRN News throughout the day, and your shorts. It would be dark days without WRVM, and my wife and I love your announcers." Now, by shorts, he didn't mean the attire shorts. He meant short programs. WRVM's a listener-supported radio ministry. Hey, your generous support allowed us to repair the damage to our Minocqua Woodruff transmitter building caused by woodpeckers. We were able to replace the wood siding with vinyl siding. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. You can give online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.